Okay, and we welcome Supervisor Sastounis, who actually did not miss any votes. So we are on item number two, Madam Clerk.
Item number two, a resolution by Supervisor Wyshon authorizing and directing Corporation Counsel to retain outside legal counsel to review the provisions of state reform legislation AB 85 and SB 95 to assess the authority of its provisions and to provide guidance on the implementation of all state-imposed governance changes in Milwaukee County. On April 25th, 2013, this item was referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services.
Thank you. Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I do think it's appropriate. I think after all the different discussions about reform in Madison, I believe it's in Milwaukee County's best interest that we get some outside legal expertise. I'm not saying that our Corp Counsel's office isn't qualified or have the background to do this, but I think an outside entity would provide us with the necessary distance between the county and any type of legal opinion. And I think the questions here are pretty serious, and I think we've seen an issue here that transcends Milwaukee County. When you look at things that have been done across the country when it comes to redistricting, and then here in the state of Wisconsin about redistricting, about how different political organizations have targeted minority populations and different demographics to, you could say, pack the vote into certain districts. And I see this legislation that is being labeled as reform as just another way to undercut different people of different both political views and ethnic views on this. So I think it's very important that we get some kind of outside legal expertise to review the legislation. And so I would move approval at this time of item.
Other committee members? I'll speak. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I kind of questioned this when we had it kind of at the board meeting, so I'd presume Corporation Counsel would have something to say, or I know Supervisor Wyshon spent time with them or not. In his comments, he mentioned, well, you know, we're not seeing Corporation Counsel doesn't have the ability to do it. So I'm wondering, you know, what the necessity, I guess I'm always looking at, I think the board always looks out for their constituents and for our pocketbooks, and I would really want to really be convinced that it's necessary to go to outside counsel, that there is a direct conflict of interest. You know, I think the law is always supposed to remain politics. I know it's easier said than done. Everybody has their prejudices. Judges do too. Or their backgrounds is a better word than prejudices, okay? But, you know, I have some confidence that our Corporation Counsel would look at the facts, the law, not the back the county executive, not the back the county board. I don't think that's the point here at all. There are significant changes there. I'm more than concerned about them, as I've expressed before, and many have expressed. So it's not a happy day to look at the transfer of power from one branch to another, which I think is really going on here, that really doesn't seem to have the play it should. But nonetheless, the question is a legal one here, and I, for one, would really have to be convinced that our Corporation Counsel is somehow prejudiced here and that they wouldn't be able to give us the, you know, the background. I mean, they're looking at the law and the ordinances, and is this, can this be done or not? I would hope and think and believe it would be without any kind of political prejudice, that not to bring a philosophy to this, but to bring a law to it. So I'd like the, Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, to have Corporation Counsel directly answer that question as far as conflict and whether they feel they're incapable, unable to do this kind of thing that's asked for in this resolution.
Thank you. Madam Corporation Counsel, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we...
Maybe introduce yourself for our listening audience.
Sure. Kimberly Walker, Corporation Counsel. Thank you. I tried to address this during the last county board meeting in which this item came up, and I think that Supervisor Schmidt is correct. The law is the law. And so to the extent that this body would like for our office to provide a legal opinion as to the issues around the state bill, we can do that. Having said that, this issue was brought to our office by the chairwoman in March, and at that time it was was discussed between her and I whether it made sense for our office to step out of this, because it is very political between this body, the county executive, and even though Corporation Council is not political and the law is the law, I'm being realistic, and I understand that, to the extent that we came back with an opinion and said, yes, this is legal, this body would not necessarily take it lightly. Vice versa, if it came back and we said it's not. So at the end of the day, if it's this body's will that we provide a legal analysis, we can do that. But that has not been the impression that our office was given.
Gotcha. Supervisor Schmidt?
I don't like that explanation, but it's either the law or not. I mean, it's either about politics or not, but be that as it may, okay, you gave your opinion on that. Do we have, like in so many other instances where we have labor law, or, we have certain law firms that we work for, or I mean that have worked for us that you're familiar with, and say, well, they have expertise in this area and they're the logical ones to go. But you know what? I'm saying, nobody's going to be happy with whatever the verdict comes, that's for sure. Okay? In my mind, I'm trying to and go to your expertise and knowing other law firms and where we go to. But so we send it to Berner or we send it to one of the big law firms, and they give a decision back. I don't know how anybody's going to be much happier than we would if Corporation Council did it, because they have reputations, or these certain law firms that are most prestigious will be in this area have certain political bends also. And they have been involved with a party, either the Democratic or Republican Party, some of their top lawyers. So I'm not so quite sure. I'm so confident that the objectivity is going to be so much better if we go to some outside law firm. I'd like your opinion on that, too, or Mr. maybe Grady, if he'd like to jump in.
Madam Corp Counsel.
Mr. Chair, I mean, I don't know what else to say except that, again, if this committee and the full county board wants us to provide a legal opinion, we can do that. If this committee and the full county board wants us to retain outside counsel, we can do that. The law is the law. And so you would hope that no matter what the decision is, if it's through Corporation Counsel, if it's outside counsel, that it would be accepted as being the law. But I come back to reality. And I know that given this political environment, that if it's being asked from us, I just don't have any confidence that either way, it's a lose-lose for Corporation Council. We're willing to do that, but I would just ask that if this body decides that Corporation Council is to be the office that provides the legal guidance, that it be taken as legal guidance and not somehow it comes back that we are slanted one way or the other. I don't know how to answer that any differently.
Well, I guess my kind of I'm very disappointed in that answer, because either you take your responsibility or not, and you don't worry about the political consequences, who you're pleased or not, you're deciding on the law. I'm done.
Supervisor Saskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, listen, I can tell Supervisor Schmidt that if we hired Reinhardt Borner, what answer you would get. And the answer is that, yes, the state has the authority to pass the bill. So that'll be $50,000, please. So we don't need to hire Reinhardt Borner. My question is, I'll just be more direct than Supervisor Schmidt, but it's the same question. Can your office provide to the county board an unbiased opinion on the state of Wisconsin's authority to pass AB 85 and SB 95 based solely on the law?
Mr. Chairman, my office can, in fact, provide unbiased opinion as to this particular matter and all other matters, yes.
Okay, great, thanks. And just to address some of the comments Supervisor Weishon made, listen, I've been through two redistrictings at the state level. It's never fair. It's always political. The map that was just drawn this last time is horribly political. It's been through the federal courts. Everybody lawyered up. All the arguments were made, and the courts have signed off on it. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent by lawyers on that map, and I mean, you know, I hated the map personally and on many levels.
That's why you're here.
But I'm here because I want to serve the people of Milwaukee County.
A good answer.
But in terms of this bill, I mean, you know, I don't know what the minority impact would be. They're not reducing the board at all. I mean, they're just taking away our powers in many, many ways. But, I mean, the numbers are the same, so minority representation will be the same. I mean, it's really not similar to that redistricting. But, you know, I just Attorney Walker said that her office can do it, and I think we ought to give it to them and not spend the extra money.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, one, let's look at the realities of the argument, and that is if we have our court counsel's office provide the opinion, that's just what the court counsel is saying. It's just fuel for the critics of any decision. It doesn't mean that whatever decision that they come to would be incorrect or biased. But that's the way the media or the critics of this proposal will do. And it's through no fault of their own. But it will be at least give us an arm's length of distance here to say that some outside entity has reviewed the legislation and has come to conclusion X, Y, and Z. And I would just say, too, about this legislation, it isn't just about they want so they get the punch us in the nose kind of stuff. This is a much bigger thing that undercuts the constitutional rights of the citizens of Milwaukee County. That what I find extremely disturbing about this is that we have had testimony in Madison where they say this will only affect Milwaukee, we're doing it only to affect Milwaukee, and it makes a whole, you know, just a laughingstock of the so-called, you know, uniformity clause. You know, I would look at this kind of this legislation a little bit different if they were applying it to every county that has a county executive. At least then you could say. But when they go to Madison and in a state assembly public hearing, and they purposely say, well, we thought it would impact Madison, so we moved the bar up to 750 so that it would only impact Milwaukee County. Well, what's the difference between Milwaukee County at 500,000 and Madison at 500,000? All I can tell is that, well, is it because we have a lot more people of color in Milwaukee County than they have in Madison? They don't seem to have, you know, their critique. Kathleen Falk, the county executive of Dane County, ran for governor and attorney general. So that's, you know, their county entity has messed with state politics far more than Milwaukee County ever has. And like I see, the only difference I see is, oh, we just happen to be people that have a lot more people of color in our community, and that we've taken those lawsuits and issues in the past. And also, I think what I find really distressing about this legislation is the cap, again, on our board. They're not talking about capping the cost on any other legislative entity in the state. But once again, you know, what does it come down to? That, you know, we have Hispanic districts, we have African-American districts, you know, we have all these, you know, different issues, but we're the one who they're going to put a cap on so that we can't do anything to help our population. But you know what? When you're 97% white in Dane County, feel free to do whatever you want. And, you know, don't worry, Waukesha County, who's 99.9%, you know, don't worry, they get to do whatever the hell they want. So somehow things magically happen once you cross 124th Street for some reason. And I just think that, you know, that's wrong. We need to take a look at it. And the most appropriate way is to get some outside legal counsel to do it. Like I said, you know, I'm sure that our court counsel has a very good understanding of the state constitution. But I think there are some other law firms that may have even a higher level of expertise on this. So I think, you know, I know some of those on the board would just like to fold our tents and say, ah, I'm not going to be here after 2016. But all I know is I plan on living in Milwaukee County for a little bit longer. So regardless if I'm on the board or not, I want a positive, equal level of representation. And I think that's what's important. So once again, I would hope that we would support this, and it's all in our best interest. And we are, you know, there's no guarantee that this will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars or even, you know, a few thousand dollars. And we will leave that to the guidance of Corp Counsel as how they report back to us like they do with any other Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I'm going to stay with committee first, and then we're going to go to Supervisor Jurczyk. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This legislation is obviously being politically imposed. It is a political question. The law that is about to be passed is untested, and all laws are subject to testing their constitutionality, the underlying constitutional principles that may or may not be violated by what's here. I don't want to see our Corp Counsel's office the tennis ball between forces. I think it's advisable to farm this out to not to Reinhard Berner. I mean, perhaps there's a more objective firm that isn't in the pocket of business interests here and in the pocket of the Republican Party that might render a more favorable opinion, on questions of constitutionality as they involve this particular piece of legislation. So I'm going to support this in part to take our Corp Counsel off the hook and take them out of the middle of this strained circumstance, which I don't think can serve them in any positive way in the future, and also in hopes of getting an objective opinion on the law, because after all, opinions are just that. They're opinions. And I would look for a law firm that would be more likely to issue an opinion that favored the county board in this matter and interpreted the law through a different lens, perhaps, than Reinhard Berner or other silk stocking firms might. So for those reasons, I'm going to support this measure.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Chairman. Question to Corporate Counsel. Should the board move to direct Corporate Counsel to find outside legal counsel, how exactly does that work? How do you determine which law firm will represent the board or make a decision on this issue?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So that's actually been a question that we've been attempting to answer ourselves, because this issue that's before you today was raised by the chairwoman back in March. And so at that time, what we decided was that we would go to the mutual and ask them to provide us with a list of attorneys that they have used. And I essentially forwarded that list to the chairwoman with the understanding that the ultimate decision of what firm would be used would be chosen by her. I understand this is a different, but I'd say very similar request here, and so we are happy to do the same thing and provide this committee with that same list. Otherwise, what we have done, where we've been asked and not necessarily asked to go to a different entity, we just come up with a list of names or a name from a firm based on our own professional experience. So, Mr. Grady handed me a name in front of me now I have that I could potentially reach out and see if this attorney at this firm would be willing to take this work on. But I would very much appreciate having some clarifying direction from, I guess, this committee as well as the chairwoman as to whether this then supplants her request or if they're both proceeding together.
Okay. Supervisor Jurczyk, please. Welcome.
It's just amazing to me that there's an issue that is being completely ignored here. Corp Counsel has already confirmed in writing, in letters, that there's a conflict of interest with regard to AB 8595. And if this committee thinks AB 95 is the end of this political dispute that exists between Madison and Milwaukee, you're naive at best. This is just the beginning. There are all kinds of assets that the larger business community is interested in, not to mention Park East and the basketball arena. So we have a long road ahead of us, and this isn't just either or. There is a middle ground, and it concerns me very much that Corporation Council has not been willing to go to the middle ground. I agree with Supervisor Stastunis that hiring outside counsel is going to be an expense. And if the board pursues the request, you will be that, quote, dysfunctional county board, and you know what people say that often enough. The general understanding is you are the dysfunctional county board. We could talk about this, the dysfunctional county executive, and start labeling that office the same way. I'm not suggesting we do that, but just to lay out the political background. I have asked, and I have received a reply that council will not consider it, that we have a identified attorney in Corp Counsel's office that will advise the board, not only on AB 95, but on Act 10, which I think has also become very political. There's an excellent article this month in the Marquette Law Review on what should happen after Act 10. I'm going to share it with the board because it's very readable. I ask all of you to read this because it gives you something really interesting to think about. And they refer to southern states that are actually similar in that they don't permit employee bargaining, and yet they found a way around it. Very good article. I'm going to ask you to read it. But I'm very much upset based on Corp Counsel admitting that there's a conflict of interest. And I made a very good record in Finance Committee as to the political machinations that went on to embarrass the chairwoman and the Finance Committee with the help of Corp Counsel's office. I'm not backing off that because it's correct. I have outlined the facts behind it. Corp Counsel, as a result of that letter, said, yes, there is a conflict of interest. I then requested a separate attorney in Corp Counsel's office with a good firewall. That is possible. Big firms do it all the time. To avoid this board being criticized again for running up expense. Now, if Corp Counsel refuses to do that, then it's on Corp Counsel, in my opinion. But there is a middle ground. They're refusing to do it. This committee is not going to get good advice on AB 8595 as long as county executive. And keep in mind, after we overturned his veto on Monday, which is now the official position of Milwaukee County and the representatives of our constituents, and I worked very hard on going to my constituents without a political agenda, presenting the facts behind AB 8595. I got almost as good a turnout as CRG did for a countywide hearing, and very good comments on both sides. In fact, CRG representatives came up to me and said, Jersic, you ran a good meeting. It was fair. So I took that to heart. But I invite you to go on to my website. I put the comments that I got from my constituents out there for the public to read. Three-fourths of the comments were against AB 8595. So when I cast my vote on Monday, I was representing my constituents, not me. I can retire tomorrow. I don't care about the damn fees and so on. It puts all of us in a bad light. Because the minute you say you're not for AB 8595, oh, well, you're concerned about the fees. That's what they've done to us. But we're not getting good political advice and legal advice. And you can't separate those two in this environment. And even Corp Counsel recognizes that. I do believe if it's just a policy difference, we can get good legal opinions from Corp Counsel. But this has gone way beyond policy differences. This is very much a political environment. And it happened because of the redistricting, as Supervisor Stastunis has pointed out. Joe Sanfilippo now represents half of Waukesha County. Why aren't we getting that information out in the press? It's about the water. It's about the basketball arena. The rest of the state doesn't care about the fact that Milwaukee County taxpayers have to pay for the cultural assets that everybody enjoys. They don't care about that. But just let them want to have a basketball team. It's about that. This is political. So we do need to get legal counsel for the board that doesn't have a conflict of interest with a county executive that is still putting out press releases after the official position of the county is against AB 8595, congratulating the assembly for what they're doing with regard to Milwaukee County. We need good legal advice, and I again ask Corp Counsel, and I would invite this committee to get them on record. Can we get separate legal counsel from Corp Counsel's office with a firewall to advise this board on AB 8595 and Act 10? I would put both of those in there, not just AB 95, because we're going to go forward with all kinds of issues around Act 10 yet. It's still a minefield, and we need legal counsel on both of those that will advise the board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity.
Thank you. I know, Madam Corporation Counsel, you've opined that you were not going to have an individual from your office kind of be that firewall. Has anything changed since this conversation?
Mr. Chairman, the position that the office has provided this board is the same.
Okay. Comments, questions? If not, we do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Wyshon. Supervisor Saskunas.
Just not directly on this issue, but I guess on the bigger question of when we do hire outside counsel, I am of the very, very strong opinion that it should be this board or this committee maybe recommending to the board who we pick as our attorneys and not be deferring that authority to the Corporation Counsel's office. So that's probably a different discussion for a different day, but you know, if we choose to spend the money and we choose to spend or hire an outside legal counsel for whatever the reason is, I really believe our board should be the one picking that counsel to represent us.
Okay. And I, because I don't know the mechanics of that, is that something that Corporation Counsel can provide us a list and we can then make that selection?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In fact, that's, you know, what I said is what we've done already with the chairwoman. We provided her with a list, and the selection will be made by her.
Okay, thank you. All right. Supervisor Broderick.
I would just comment on that, Mr. Chairman, that list should not be restricted to the recommendations of Corp Counsel, but that we have the opportunity to consider whatever firms we might like, given, you know, I mean, we're in a position where we can plumb legal opinion elsewhere, where we can determine who would be likely to be most favorably disposed, philosophically and otherwise, to our position in this matter, and that we not restrict that selection to a list that's been provided.
Okay, and again, I'm going to go on mechanics because I, you know, we have a county mutual that we have in essence our insurance that in essence pays for this. If I hear Supervisor Broderick correctly, and we went outside of the list of the mutuals, then that would be on our tax levy per se, right? Or am I wrong?
So, Mr. Chairman, let me clarify. The list that was previously provided was provided from the mutual, but the statement was you can choose from this list. Otherwise, you can choose, to Supervisor Broderick's point, a law firm of your own choosing. It doesn't matter in this case if it is a list from the mutual or one that, you know, this body comes up with. It will come out of Corporation Counsel's contingent, the lit reserve fund.
Very good. Okay. I wasn't sure of the finances. Okay. Any other comments? If not, Madam Clerk, we have a motion for approval by Supervisor Wyshon. Seeing no other comments, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Staskunas?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Are we voting on the resolution right now?
Yes, we are.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
No.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.